So yesterday we made a very quick reference to some of the psukim. There's a parasha about the mitzvah of simcha. So why don't we take it to the next level? The famous var from the Rav, that what's the engine that drives simcha? What's the mechayev of simcha? So if you look at parashas Re'eh, you see very clearly what kind of activities bring about simcha. The Torah speaks about the Shalosh Regalim. The Torah speaks about Achilas Ma'asasheni. The Torah speaks about Achilas Karbonis. What is the common denominator of all of them? Seems very, very clear. It's a phrase that appears multiple times in the parasha. V'samach towa. V'fnei Hashem Lekech. The Torah says it multiple times. V'fnei Hashem Lekech. So the Rav explained, it's a brisk of art. You have to be a real brisk to say it. It's a beer and simcha. It's like the cheftzach and simcha. That the Samach of Hashem Lekech is not just identifying where simcha is taking place. It's not just describing what I'm happy with. It's actually telling me what the gerim is, what the halachic imperative, what the engine that's driving simcha is. The mechayev of simcha is being with Hashem Lekech. Any and every time during the course of your life that you find yourself in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, you have to be in a state of simcha. So we, as human beings, find ourselves in the presence of Kadosh Baruch Hu a few times a year. Shal Shogolim, come to Yerushalayim, meet Beis Hamikdash. Those are geographic Lifnei Hashem Lekech. But the Rav observed that sometimes we find ourselves in Lifnei Hashem Lekech in other ways as well, not necessarily geography. Say, Lamashal, the simple pshat in the Mishnah and the Seches Me'ikotin is that there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontem and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why is it? What's the raya? Because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur cancels Avelos. And the Gemara says in Makot Daf Yudalid that it's the existence of Simcha that's the Mevashal of Avelos. That's the Ma'aril made this aura. It seems to be Machlokes Rishayim. Is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's very hard to say there's no mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. There has to be Simchas Yontif. But Lamaisa, it is Mevashal Avelos. At the end of the day, there's no Avelos Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So what's the engine that's driving Simcha Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? If the whole thrust of Simcha, said the Rav, was being with Hashem. Being with Hashem, I understand on the Shal Shogolim because of Alila Regel. What does that have to do with Hashem Kippur? There's no mitzvah Alila Regel with Hashem Kippur. So, according to you have to say that there are different ways of achieving with Hashem Kippur, lav dafka geographically. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have that ability to create being with Hashem through a different mechanism. That mechanism is tshuva. As we say, of rakav and asechem, avdu menechem and benelekechem. That a virus distance a person from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But a person is chayza b'tshuva, so that creates a kurva. Let's take a look at the Rambam Chashuva. It speaks at great length about this, about shalom shalom rachav lakarov. A person starts out being rachav from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then becomes karov to Kadosh Baruch Hu to tshuva. So the process of tshuva of the Yom Nirayim, Hashem Yom Kippur, is a process of bringing a person back lifnei Hashem. It's not. It doesn't require Beis Hamikdash. It's in full force, Mizbanas also without a Beis Hamikdash. It can become the Fnei Hashem Lekech, albeit in a different way. And the Rav explained that's why Rosh Hashanah is also a Zman of Simcha. Not the same degree of Simcha, it's Yom Hadinim, it's Hadin, it's a different story. But the Ikaron, it's a time of joy because it's a connecting to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this has a significant meaning for us, obviously, as we about to begin the pre Rosh Hashanah time. Next time we'll be together, it'll be Sunday, we'll be ready Chashel. The next year we'll be ready Aleph El. Obviously, this time of year is a time not just of introspection, not just time of Chazar B'Tshuva, but it's a time we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, there's a tremendous sense of joy at this time of the year as well, with the Pacha and Neir V'ayim. There's a tremendous sense of Simcha because we're becoming once again Samach Hashem Kippur. Of course, there's another method, time-tested method, of bringing us to Fnei Hashem. That's what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, that filu yachid yeshiv esik b'teira. So it's mekuyim boi b'chal mokbo she'ask yeshviya v'alecha b'rechticha. So that pasuk, b'chal mokbo she'ask yeshviya, is definitely talking about Mishkan and Mikdash. The pasuk is talking about building the Mizbeach. And it says, b'chal mokbo she'ask yeshviya, it's talking about olasech v'shlamecha, it's talking about karbonos. And at the same breath, the Teshuva Peh says, it applies to Limud HaTorah as well. Limud HaTorah is not just a mitzvah in the Torah, just stop. You know, the Gemara's been learning sugya. Limud HaTorah is an experience of being with Hashem. So now when we sit and we break our heads to try to figure out why we don't say Tanina and Avdeis and Gittin, what the nature of the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is all about. We try to figure out all the intricacies of the Fainecha, Fainechna, Meirechna, Bisura, and all the sugyas that are coming around down the pipe. So, not only are we being loymed, Teres Hashem is Barach, but we're mamash connecting with the Kaddish Baruch. We're having a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch. Chomach Shaska, you can feel the presence of the Shechina, mamash in the classroom. You can feel and sense the Rebbeinu Shalom here in such close proximity to us as we sit and learn his Heilige Teira. So the atmosphere that has to permeate that is Gevaldik Simcha. It's not a stira to have Nara Vayim. It's not a stira to be a little bit pacha. It's not a stira to realize the Emes Adin. Or Shavim Kippur also days of great Simcha, yet they're days of pacha. So learning Torah is a combination. Is the Valdat Levanech Le Yom Hashem Arata, the rest of Azir, the pacha Nara Vayim of learning Torah Hashem. On the other end, it gives Simcha, Ein L'Shag and the Talib. We spoke a little bit about yesterday. So that's really what this is all about. That's what our goal is for this year, to create that atmosphere of being with Hashem. So we spoke a little bit in the last 2 days about the geographical of Hashem, Hashem Beretz Yisrael, Hashem Beis Hamikdash. So right now, for whatever reason, right now we're sitting in Washington Heights. Whatever it is, whatever coolers we are, we're not relying on. For our purposes, right now we're here. And right now, we have a tremendous opportunity to connect, to create a Lifnei Hashem right here, and to fulfill within us. So hopefully, it's a good year, a year of Omer Lifnei Hashem, and hopefully, in the schus of our Limud HaTorah and all of Klai, so Limud HaTorah, Shmei Mitzvahs, which will be Zoicha Zayin to the Emes of Lifnei Hashem, which will be Zoicha Mitzvah Hashem, and Isra Shan Nishim, keep this Sukkot of Shalosh Rodolim, to fulfill Pshuto Kamashmo. We'll just have to move our campus a little bit, say Shir in Yerushalayim, somewhere else, wherever we can. Hopefully, we should be Zoicha to Kedusha, either Shnia or Shlishis, depending on how you're counting, depending on what you think about Kedusha Shnia. But then, Mary Bana Mikdash, which is Zaycha to the Emma Silla Kedusha Shemas. Okay, we're done, guys. Okay, see.